This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stuff. It is something, and then some, if you will, our Thursday get-together, February the 22nd. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program with some good news. It's an interesting story about a lost diamond ring.
Ooh.
It was found 100 miles away from where it was lost in a pair of scrubs that went through the wash. This is a doctor's diamond ring, and I recovered her lost ring, traveled 100 miles.
Wow.
Tucked in the pocket of a pair of scrubs. This doctor is an anesthesiologist, took off her ring and slipped it into her pocket while she was doing a procedure on a patient. She said, quote, it wasn't until the evening that I realized it was missing. And it was the weekend, so I didn't report it to my facilities people till the next Monday. To be honest, I never expected to get it back. I thought it would be crushed in the machinery at the laundry. However, as it turns out, luck was on this lady's side. Days later, it obviously got washed and sent to a hospital 100 miles away. So a doctor was preparing for his shift and grabbed a pair of laundered scrubs, and they put them on, and then something fell out of one of the pockets onto the floor, and it was a I'm thinking about that song by Jerry Lewis and the Playboys, "This Diamond Ring Isn't Me," and that song. So anyway, remember that song? You probably
remember. I do not.
All right, anyway. The doctor said, at first I thought maybe one of the nurses here had lost the ring, and I put the word out through the nurses in charge, checked with the doctors, but she didn't find anything. So he said, I knew how downhearted my wife would be if she lost a ring that had value, sentimental value to it, and that was in the back of my mind. As healthcare workers, he said, we often take off our rings for procedures, so it's easy to make a mistake like this, put it in the pocket, and forget it's there, right? Yeah. So anyway, the first doctor was soon reunited with her ring. They traced back where that particular, because all those scrubs, like every other thing you send to the cleaners, has a number on it. They track the items that are being washed or laundered or whatever. So, anyway, it's kind of a good thing, right?
And I didn't realize that. I always thought people just, they had their, in the medical field, they had their set scrubs, their set number of scrubs. They were in charge of, unless there was, like, maybe surgery and stuff on it, but they were in charge of typically cleaning it themselves. And if it did go somewhere to get cleaned, they got those specific scrubs back. I didn't realize that they just kind of go wherever.
They go where they want to go and do what they want to do, it would seem. The program that you're listening to, the Good Day program, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, which will provide you with insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your car, your RV. You've heard me say this before, and I mean it. It's great protection no matter where you are. So check it out. You can save. You'll find out how much. How much can I save, Doug? Well, you'll find out at 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you go online to progressive.com, and it'll all shake out. It's Thursday, the 22nd of February. Have you heard about the super communicators, Jay?
The super communicators.
Super
Tell me more.
Communicators. Well, they pretty much are what, by listening to the, getting the essence of what a super communicator is, it is a group of people who are exceptionally good at the art of conversation and making other people in conversation be heard. There's a new book out, as a matter of fact, this week called Super Communicators, How to Unlock the Secret Language of Connection. And so if you, I was looking at a review of this, it's basically something, it's advice for people who talk a lot.
That's talk why a lot, talk practice, too much.
Right? Yeah, right. Well, sometimes you can talk too much. And anyway, so I thought it was, I think we do need to learn how to communicate better with each other, because it solves so many problems. If you, and that's why these damn devices, you don't really get the essence of what somebody's saying by looking at some print on a screen. You just don't.
Absolutely. Have you ever sent a text message or an email to somebody and they respond with, why are you yelling at me? And you're like, I wasn't.
No. Right. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-uh. So it's all about community. It's a, I'd rather talk to somebody on the phone than send them a damn email. I really would. There's some good news from Vietnam now. How many years? The Vietnam War is from 1968, end of 68 until 72, 4 or 5 years anyway, and 59,000 Americans killed for absolutely nothing. And I don't know what to do about that. It was my era. And the soldiers who were doing what the government asked them to do were so disrespected. And so, but to go to Vietnam now, you would never know there was a war. In fact, I was just looking at the growth of this area. This is another example. Japan is an example. Pretty much every country that we have gone into in the modern era and destroyed, Germany, Japan, and since then, North Korea, South Korea, and Vietnam, and Iraq, and you name it, wars and shoot 'em ups. So they all are better. It's interesting. They're all better off at the end of the day because of our involvement and our rebuilding the company, the country. But the thing about Vietnam, it has become the top country visited in Asia. And because of that, it has seen a huge increase in growth in terms of wealth. The Vietnamese that are running businesses and stuff. There's a report out that I'm looking at called, it's from the firm called New World Wealth. The investment there by American companies. You now see, this is, I think, kind of a very interesting thing. We had all this problem, the Chinese building, you know, making all of our stuff last 40 years. We gave into that. And we helped the Chinese, who are not our friends, necessarily the government isn't anyway, to become more powerful. So now here we have Vietnam, and many of the businesses that were in China are moving to Vietnam. That's why you see in clothing today made in Vietnam, you know, a lot of things that were made in China before are now in Vietnam. And it has made their economy explode in the last couple of years. So this is not, from our perspective, this seems like it's chintzy. Average income for an average Vietnamese person in 2012 was $2,190 a year. Right? Imagine you're living on that here, but that's Vietnam. So now, fast forward to last year, when the average income for the average Vietnamese person was $4,100. So it's gone up almost twice in the past 10, 11 years because of the investments that we're making there. We did help rebuild the country, taxpayer dollars, but this is not taxpayer dollars. This is now just businesses going over there to do, you know, it's not like bringing the stuff back here, but it's a step in the right direction anyway, because at least we're the heck out of China. Speaking of that, one of the reasons to get out of China, yesterday a cache of leaked Chinese hacking documents was found. 570 documents from a Chinese state-backed hacking group were uploaded by somebody who's probably dead by now, because I'm sure the Chinese government found out who it was. It was sort of, what's his face in England, who leaked all the documents
Snowden?
Trying to extradite. No, not us.
Oh, right. No. The WikiLeaks, yes.
Yeah, right.
Like how the name WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Anyway, Assange, Julian Assange. All right, so this is the Chinese answer to that. The documents identified 20 hacking targets, not only in America, but around the UK. The Indians have been cozying up to the Chinese. I bet that's going to stop, because there are all kinds of hacks in companies and governmental stuff in India that come out in these leaks. So anyway, it shows the scale of China's hacking operations. It shows that they cannot be trusted. Now, people can say, well, governments can't be trusted anywhere. And to a point, that's kind of true. But this is so direct, and it's so damning, and it's so focused on the hacking operations in China. 570 files were posted to this platform. This is a story in today's Washington Post about the documents, how they the hacking goes across multiple countries, mostly in private business. So the Chinese are trying to steal secrets from private businesses, which is what they're great at. They don't create anything. They just steal it. They stole lots of stuff from us, and now they're stealing from other countries. What a horrible country, or at least a horrible government. Horrible. They are hacking. Let's see. They found hacks into our country, into Britain, India, South Korea, Thailand, and Malaysia. This is according to the story that's in the Post. And, well, I guess it's good because it shows the vulnerabilities in the software. They're using, you know, they're going into Microsoft stuff and Google stuff. Yeah, of course it should be known. Absolutely it should be known. China says, the fellow who's leaked this has said they've stolen more of our personal and corporate data than any and every other nation combined on the planet. They steal everything. And so, you know, once again, back to who do you trust? You don't trust them. Not the Chinese people. Chinese government. And that's why, you know, there are tons of, we've talked about this, Jay, how many Chinese people are coming to our country, just coming in even illegally to get out of China. 18 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The 6 strips of Applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number 1 FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. Thought you were going to come in with the donk song from Beyonce, or what do we have? The whole, this is very interesting, and Beyonce is very smart. She's turned the music world kind of upside down for her own convenience, because she never has been associated with country music. So now all over the place, this is our social media portion of the program, and trending is Beyonce here, there, and everywhere, because she has these new songs that are trending on country music stations. And the one we played, wasn't it Texas Hold'em? We played that yesterday.
Yes, that's the one that debuted at number two, already hit number one.
Yeah, and there's another one called 16 Carriages. So she's been very smart. But then if you look at social media, people are asking about a song called Donk.
Unreleased from a previous album, the self-titled album.
Right. So we've been trying to figure out, and of course, James Collins' mind went right into the gutter when we came up with it. And I think Jay's mind went into the gutter, too, actually.
My mind did go to Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, the Trace Adkins country song. But I was looking more into this, and it says that this song, Donk by Beyonce, is kind of delving into the nostalgia of young love and the excitement that comes from this, where the lyrics are painting a picture of someone older longing to return to their youth and relive those moments of just pure passion and intense feelings and the butterflies fluttering in their stomach.
So when I'm Googling it, what I see is a lot of dancing on some of these websites. This sounds like a song out of West Side Story, right? Crank it up. I mean, it doesn't sound like a... Maybe not West Side Story, but... Sounds like, listen, the unwashed ear here of Doug Steffen sounds like every other song Beyonce ever recorded, except for these country songs.
The ones she released are so much better. I see why this was an unreleased song.
That's lousy. Right.
Or is not her best work, and Beyonce has some fire hits.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there it is, our gossip on Beyonce. In a moment, we turn our attention to gossip about Wendy Williams. What's going on with her? We'll get to that right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage.
Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All right, so Wendy Williams now, popular artist, right? She was a talk show host. She started, she cut her teeth working in a radio station in, she was in Connecticut at first, or New Jersey, one or the other. And then she got a job working on a radio station in New York City and became quite the focus of controversy because she would say anything. She was shocking with what she got away with in the era that she was on. She became a television host.
Mm-hmm. I think and now that was part of the appeal.
Yeah, well, of course it was, like Howard Stern, same thing. She was. Mm-hmm. She billed herself as the female Howard Stern. Anyway, there's a new documentary out called Where is Wendy Williams? It was filmed in the last year or so. It comes out this weekend, covers the problems that she's having.
It was supposed to be filmed as a comeback, and they ended up catching a lot of the struggles and difficulties.
Yeah, but it wasn't so. Uh-huh. Anyway, if you're interested in Wendy Williams, just Google it, and you will find the documentary. Now, 28 after here on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee is expressing his belief the impeachment inquiry into President Biden has concluded.
The whole thing is not only obviously false and fraudulent, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin pointing to the recent arrest of a former FBI informant for allegedly making up bribery accusations against the president, a key aspect of the impeachment investigation. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers. The move is the administration's latest effort at student debt relief after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Biden's broader forgiveness plan last year. This latest wave of relief will go to borrowers who have been in repayment for over a decade or more and originally took out $12,000 or less. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Sarah.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
It's that sound at the end.
As my daughter used to say, go woes, Daddy. Go woes. All right, well, that's a motivator, if you will. Inside the behind the scenes of the Good Day program, there are moments like that that I just kind of, okay. I'll just close my ears. I hear nothing. I know nothing. That was from Silence of the Lambs, in case you didn't get that. Back to interesting conversation, hopefully, for you on the Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay's right here. And we have some space stuff to talk about. There are, you know what a quasar is, right, Jay?
Yes, a black hole.
Yes. And there are a number of them that have been discovered in distant galaxies by the Webb telescope. So this week we've been talking about a couple of different things. including, I don't know if we actually talked about this specifically, because every day there's been something different. When I go check the NASA website, 500, this is the brightest object ever spotted. And how they come up with these equations is way beyond my pay grade. But the folks at NASA say that this spot that they have found, this group of quasars, is 500 trillion. Can you even, hello, have I lost you there? This object is 500 trillion times brighter than our sun.
Wait, these are quasars? Black holes?
Where do you go with this? Bright cores of distant galaxies that are powered by these huge, massive black holes. And the nearest one is 12 billion light years away. They don't even know how to manage
that.
And it's brighter than 500 trillion suns. Probably.
Which makes you wonder, with all of the, any of these stars that are just kind of like our star, our sun, they have to have planets in their orbit. And I saw something recently that was kind of like, humans can, we're at the point where we can fathom there being alien life. We can imagine an alien coming to Earth and all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
But can our brain handle if that alien is another human being?
Well, that's a good question. Do they look like us? I've long maintained, you know what I say,
beings.
All the time, that there's no reasonable explanation as to why black people are black and yellow people are yellow and white people are white. There's nothing about this planet that would create that scenario. I believe that all of the different races have come from other planets and people that look
like
just like us
came from a different planet itself.
Yeah,
I don't know, just the,
melanin
in the melanin in our skin, which gives us the color of our skin. And those
how does
who
that explain
needed,
the slanted
needed.
Eyes of Asians? How does that explain that? Doesn't explain it, right? What? How does he explain? How do you explain away the slanted eyes of the Asians? Yeah,
all of the various eye shapes, nose shapes, shapes.
Right. And there's not, they can, you know, people who want to control what you think, fine. Let your imagination go. And then you come up with something. Again, the more we're learning, and I'm looking further on this, NASA website. Basically, what they say is that these don't exist anymore, which is even more of a mind blower. They've been gone for billions of years, but because they're so far away, we're just seeing the light now of when they existed.
That is so trippy.
It's an echo of what existed billions of light years ago. Oh, my God. How do you figure that one out? The black hole at that point, whenever it was, grew very quickly. With a total mass of billions of suns. So the black hole is eating one sun a day.
It's a hungry monster.
Okay? Think about that. And the black holes that are powering those quasars, they're collecting matter from any, it's like gobbling up, you know, like an alligator in a swamp. Right? Just eating up everything. And there are that many super massive groups of planets that just get sucked into these things. It's just them. I don't know. Maybe I should stop talking about it. Give you a headache.
It's so fascinating. I always think quasars are the black hole itself, but it's not. Yeah. But here is something to wrap your head around. If humans were to travel one light year at maximum speed of the current capabilities of our space shuttles, it would still take 37,000 years to go one light year.
Right. Yeah, so do your multiplication, get your computer and get a calculator out and figure that one out. Meanwhile, there's a private U.S. spacecraft that has gone into orbit around the moon. And it's going to attempt a landing, I think, this weekend. This is the first time anybody from the U.S. has been back in business going to the moon since 1972. So it was set up by a company called Intuitive Machines, fired its engines on the back of the moon, so it has no contact with the Earth because it can't send the radio waves. They're using the Houston Space Center, and the lander is called Odysseus, circling the moon this week. So NASA is actually a client of these, so they're working together. That's how we know as much as we do about this thing. NASA paid $118 million to get the experiments onto this rocket ship so that it would look at what's... We have never gone to figure out what the soil is like on the backside of the moon. So that's what this thing is doing. Anyway, there's got to be a lot of wreckage on the moon already, right? There have been failed landings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like how much really junk is there in space?
Oh, yeah, even just floating around within our orbit. If you, there is an app called Skyview, and it can help you look at constellations or if there are satellites floating about, but it also shows you space junk that is floating around.
Yeah. All right, a couple of up-to-the-minute things going on here on the Good Day program. There was a real problem. If you have AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile earlier today, you had nothing. There was a nationwide cellular outage. It just goes to show you how closely connected these companies are. They're all the same. They're just selling a different brand, but all the they all are on the same towers. They all use the same technology. It's just they're selling.
They just share the space. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nonsense. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. So a lot of the U.S. was hit by this thing early this morning. There were a lot of users who were working like all night or whatever it is, you know, and some computers as well. Nobody knows what caused the outage, which is even more, I'm thinking hack. What are you thinking?
I'm uncertain because it was so many. It was a majority of the AT&T customers, some Verizon, some T-Mobile nationwide, but the majority of people that were having the reported issues were in Houston, Chicago, Dallas, L.A., and Atlanta. And like you said, they share the space on those towers. I could believe it that it was hacking if it was one company, but I'm wondering what's going on that it was multiple, the three different ones. Cell service and internet all down without any reason as to what triggered that disruption.
I'm telling you, it's connected there.
Hackers.
No, listen, see, they're hackers.
Well, we will find out. They will figure this out. So let's see. Yeah. You might be right.
Also this morning, Yale University has decided to go against the trend, and they've announced, this is in the last hour, they're going to require standardized test scores going back to that for admission. Because of the hoopla, affirmative action stuff has created a kind of a hoopla in especially the Ivy League world, where Harvard and Yale and that ilk trying to supposedly help those who are less fortunate. And so what's happened with that is that they've admitted students that aren't capable, and it's brought down their image and, kind of made a mess out of their policies. So they're going back, and I think you'll find a lot of schools, whether it's in that league or smaller schools like the one I went to in the Midwest, everybody should be using standardized test scores and not, this wacky, like there's no real measurement. It's, what's your
And
smile?
We're talking about the SATs and the ACTs here. Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
the
right,
fact
exactly.
That
yeah.
I grew up, it was like you had to take those tests if you wanted to get into any college, let alone.
Of course you did.
Ivy League or anything like that. But here's a fun fact that a lot of students will take both SAT and ACT tests, and then they submit both rather than just the test with a higher score. If you submit both, it doesn't give any student more of an advantage.
Yeah, that's right. I think I remember that.
They still only look at which test you received the highest score.
Right. This program brought to you in part, say it again, Doug, this program brought to you in part by the folks at Omaha Steaks. Yum, 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 say the people who like steaks or who like not just steaks. They get all kinds of things. Everything, the semi-annual 50% off sale going on right now. 100% guaranteed everyday perfection. So what are you having for dinner tonight? You want to have a steak? You want to have a burger? You want to have maybe some pork chops? Chicken breast, lobster, big jumbo frank, right? And then for dessert, those caramel apple tartlets, the lava cakes. And when you go to OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. You will also get a, let's see here, eight free Omaha Steak burgers. That's what's happening when you shop at OmahaSteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G. Endless possibilities, endless flavor, endless value, incredible. It's just then the desserts, man. Then, you know, when you hear Omaha Steaks, you're not thinking about dessert. But once you have your first shot at it and you get those desserts, you'll be back. You'll be back.
Sampler. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, thank you. Hurry. The deal lasts till the first part of April. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melted cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
48 of the hour, Jay. That faker, that phony DeSantis, says he's supporting Trump, but yet he had a call, you know, like some companies have calls every quarter to talk about their earnings and stuff
mm-hmm.
to the people on Wall Street. So he's calling people that are giving him a lot of dough, saying, you know what, I'm not sure that Trump's the man. So in the backers, that means, you know, that to somebody that's supporting you, where should we put our money then, Mr. DeSantis?
Yeah, you tell us. We will do whatever you
do. Yeah, right. And I'm going to bet he's saying Nikki Haley. What do you bet? Even though they had a horrible relationship.
Do you think? Right. Do you think he would? I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Probably say, hey, write my name in.
I'll, also from Florida, a young lady died after getting buried in the sand in Lauderdale by the sea.
Yeah.
Wow.
She and her brother were digging a hole and they fell in and the sand came on top of them. Both rushed to the hospital. He survived. She unfortunately did not.
No. Imagine that, huh? 9-year-old kid lost, eaten up by the sand, like a quicksand thing. 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Chuck Curry, our movie man. It's Movie Moments at 53 past the hour. All right, so we recognize this music, Chucker. What are we, where are you taking us to places we've never been before? Where are we going?
We've been here probably a year ago, same place, same time. Drew Barrymore turns 49 years old today. One of the stars of E.T., one of the most successful movies of all time. Just a kid.
Yeah.
Great in the movie. She's one of the, I'm not going to say one of the few, but she's one of the, people, actresses who started as a child actress who made that transition into adult actress. Now she has a very successful talk show. I don't watch it. Yeah. I don't know if you do. But
I don't watch talk shows generally unless I wake up in the middle of the night and I don't go back to sleep. I might turn something like that on. But she's very lovable, very likable, very real, so that's a good thing. Mark Ruffalo says, she does connect, right. Yeah, Ruffalo says he doesn't think that a standalone Hulk movie will ever happen again in the Marvel Universe. You agree with that?
I mean, I think it should have happened probably 5 years ago, whether it'll do that now. I think there were rights issues with a standalone Hulk movie. They've done two in the past.
Really?
Marvel was not real. I mean, Eric Banner played him in the standalone Hulk, directed by Ang Lee, and then Edward Norton played him. They're very watchable movies. They're not great. I think Mark Ruffalo has a massive advantage because the Marvel movies and the Avengers stuff, a lot of it was terrific, especially Avengers Endgame. If they did, here's my point on this. If they did do a standalone Hulk movie, I wish they would do it like the TV show, sort of low-key it, cut down on most of the big special, big baddies. Just do it like The Fugitive. See, the TV show with Bill Bixby, to me, I like so much because it was like The Fugitive. He bounced from town to town. You know, the effect was Lou Ferrigno being painted green.
Right.
And, the villains were just regular people, and that made it better.
Yeah. All right, nothing better than a regular villain as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
You're right about that, Chucker. All right, what else is going on?
Here's an interesting story. Variety reported that Joker 2, the budget on that film is ballooned to $200 million. Now, the first Joker, which Joaquin Phoenix won the Oscar, and he was great, and I love that film, it cost $60 million to produce, and it made $1 billion. So the question is, why do they have to spend $200 million on Joker 2 when it's not a big effects movie because Batman is not in the film? Now, Joaquin Phoenix reportedly gets $20 million. Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn, gets $12 million. I'm assuming Todd Phillips, the director, Doug, probably gets $10 or $15 million. But why $200? Now, here's an interesting point. A few weeks ago, I did an interview with Eli Roth, right? He's the director of the horror movie Thanksgiving. He directs horror movies. He directed Cabin Fever, Hostel. In 2004, when he directed Hostel, he spent $3.8 million on that movie. I told him it looked like a $30 million film. It did $85 million worldwide at the box office. Man.
Yeah.
Today in movie history, for February 22nd, 1958, Bridge of the River Kwai won the Golden Globe for Best Picture. It cost $3 million to produce and did $39 million at the box office.
What a great movie. It's a great movie.
Question,
great.
Why do they need to spend so much money on movies when they didn't years ago? I don't get
inflation.
It.
Most of the John Wayne movies,
I think
I'm reading a biography of John Wayne, and most of the movies that he made, that he produced himself, were, you know, the most expensive was The Alamo, which I think cost $30 million, and he lost his shirt because he produced it
himself. That's a lot of money back then.
But, but then all the other movies like Big Jake and the ones that he produced himself were done on low budget, so that all the actors were his friends, and they all got paid on the other end.
But were they low budget or just economical budget? I'll give you an example. Disaster films, right? My favorite genre. 72, Poseidon Adventure, cost $5 million to produce, does $100 million at the box office. 74, Earthquake, cost $12 million, does $90 million at the box office. Towering Inferno, cost $19 million, does $125 million. Why could they make movies for that price then? They're not low budget films. Yeah. They're just nobody's like... It just seems like Joker 2 is a $100 million craft budget bill. Like, it just people taking money in terms of waste.
Stop ranting.
Nobody's watching the
right
book.
Stop ranting. All right. Okay. I got something to rant about. We got about a half a minute. There's a big, very quiet thing going on in Hollywood where actors who are struggling to find jobs now on TV and in movies because of the Black Lives Matter thing, and they're not saying because it's politically incorrect to say it, but they're getting ticked off because they're being supplanted, if you will, by black actors and actresses who aren't as experienced as they are. So, see where that goes. 59 pass.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.